and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The day after the U.S. attack on Iran's nuclear sites, the State Department has ordered family members and non-essential embassy personnel out of Lebanon over concerns about possible retaliation. The embassy remains open. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the attack obliterated Iran's nuclear sites.
We devastated the Iranian nuclear program, but it's worth noting the operation did not target Iranian troops or the Iranian people.
Joint Chiefs Chair Dan Kane calls the attack historic.
This was the largest B-2 operational strike in U.S. history and the second longest B-2 mission ever flown, exceeded only by those in the days following 9/11.
Kane says the attack caught Iran by surprise with no military response. Retired Marine General Frank McKenzie.
Iran is weakened. Iran is probably the weakest they've been since I began studying the problem. Their air defenses are essentially gutted. They have very limited surveillance capability. By surveillance, I mean the ability to see airplanes flying in their territory.
An advisor to Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei claims the country still has enriched uranium and says the game is not over.
Iran reserves all options to defend its security interests and people.
That's Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, who says diplomacy is no longer an option. There are concerns for retaliation against U.S. resources overseas. And here, CBS News national security contributor Sam Vinograd.
The FBI and other members of the intelligence community will be doubling down on intelligence collection and analysis to try to monitor for any Iranian threats here in the homeland. So there is an intelligence component right now, as well as an operational component underway.
And the thought of some kind of retaliation here has this Inglewood, California woman worried.
I'm just struggling. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell my children. I don't know what to tell my children we're fighting for.
In Wayne, Michigan, police say a security guard shot and killed a gunman who drove his truck into a church and started shooting this morning. Investigators say several people were hurt, one person shot in the leg. Extreme heat watches and warnings, the rule for many on this first summer weekend. Here's CBS New York's Ali Bauman.
Extreme heat for tens of millions from the Midwest to the East Coast.
I hope my AC stays intact.
It's one of the most expansive heat alerts ever. Big cities like New York will bear the brunt.
This is not your run-of-the-mill hot summer week. This is so unusual for all of us.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heat advisory in effect. Sunshine, highs in the low to mid-90s today, but the heat index up around 100 to 105. Gusty south to southwest winds to 30 miles per hour. Mostly clear, mid and upper 70s tonight. Showers and storms near 90 Monday. Currently 89 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
LGBTQ rights are under attack. At 4:30, Patrick Faribault from Our Lives magazine joins to discuss what's at stake and how we celebrate pride right here in Wisconsin. Don't miss the Maggie Dawn Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
off of Steve Meisner's latest album, Legacy, and that's Mr. Ed's Polka. Kicking things off on our Sunshine Polka Party variety show. So glad you can make it here this morning with me. And I'm Tim, the Polka Guy, of course, keeping you company here for the next 50 minutes or better. So thank you so much for tuning in. We have Gary's Ridgeland Dutchman coming up next for you. And we're going to play for us. He's going to play for us Mr. Button's Polka.
Conscience guide her, ma. She wants to marry me and be my honeybee. Every minute she gets bolder. Now she's leaning on my shoulder, ma. She's kissing me. We'll be right back.
she's making pies at me. She's all nice to stay. Why, she's almost breaking my heart when I'm beside her, nursing at her kind of mind. She wants to marry me and be my honeybee. For a minute she gets bolder, now she's leaning on my shoulder. Hey, ma, she's kissing me.
Hey, that was the Steve Meisner Band, the Legacy Band, and Ma, she's making mice at me. That's off the latest one from Steve Meisner. I got to play a couple of them. I promised I would do that for Mr. Hunjady, who actually put this all together at his studio, HG Studios. Oh, let's continue with one more tune here from Gary, since I got that one up on the CD player yet. And he's going to play for us the Wow Polka, which actually is a Polish kid tune. But let's see how Gary plays it, shall we? Thank you. Hey, the Wow Polka, and that's Gary's Ridgeland Dutchman Band. Does a nice job on that, actually. A little bit of the Oompa style, even though it's a Polish kid number. I like it. All right, let's continue. We have a new one from John Gura and Grale, and it's entitled Pangura's Box. It's the name of the album. So let's spin one here from John, shall we? Gura and Grale. I like that tune called Sway, and it is on the Pangura album, brand new, or fairly new, let's just put it that way. It's one of his more later releases. Anyway, with that, we're going to take a little break here at the Civic Media Network and WFHR Radio. We'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive.
With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink. But there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to our polka show. Yeah, we're going to go back in time a few years and to the celebration of life celebration at Rick's Pub in Whitewater, Wisconsin. And Steve Meisner, he is playing for Rick Hartman, because Rick was his drummer for many, many, many years. They started out together and continued on, and they had a really good relationship. And Steve's going to introduce this next in a band or whatever, band, next song rather. So take it away, Steve. Yeah.
We are here today to celebrate the life of Rick Hartman, and we're glad that you are here to help us celebrate. Before we get started with the music, I want to do a special thank you to Buddy and the whole staff here at Rick's Eastside Pub and Grill, along with Allie Hartman, for allowing this to happen, okay? To do a little tune that Jeff and Laurie's dad wrote, Bill Hageman.
That was from the recording that I had produced from the Rick's Pub there in Watertown. Not Watertown, Whitewater, Wisconsin. I got to get that right. Oh, let's see. What do we have up next here? We have Mr. Eddie Rodick and the band. And they're going to perform for us Nobody's Baby Polka.
I'm nobody's baby. I wonder why. Each night and day I pray the Lord up above. Please help me now, somebody to love. But nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Oh, won't you hear my plea and take a chance with me, because I'm nobody's baby now. I'm nobody's baby. I wonder why. Each night and day I pray the Lord above. Please send me down somebody to love. But nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Oh, won't you hear my plea and take a chance with me, because I'm nobody's baby now.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
CBS News special report. A squadron of B-2 bombers has just landed at its home base in Missouri more than 17 hours after leading the attack on Iran's nuclear sites. Vice President J.D. Vance on NBC's Meet the Press.
We destroyed the Iranian nuclear program. I think we set that program back substantially, and we did it without endangering the lives of the American pilots.
Iran has publicly said diplomacy is no longer an option. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on CBS's Face the Nation.
If they call right now and say, we want to meet, let's talk about this, we're prepared to do that. The president's made that clear from the very beginning. His preference is to deal with this issue diplomatically. But he also told them we had 60 days to make progress or something else was going to happen.
California Democrat Ro Khanna questions the constitutionality of the attack.
Well, I'm always open to new intelligence, but the procedure should have been that Congress was briefed before we decided to enter war, and that we actually had a vote on it.
CBS News special report. I'm Peter King.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heat advisory in effect. Sunshine, highs of the low to mid 90s today, but the heat index up around 100 to 105. Gusty south to southwest winds to 30 miles per hour. Mostly clear, mid and upper 70s tonight. Showers and storms near 90 Monday. Right now it's 91.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Environmental groups say the Midwest grid operator, MISO, is pushing an emergency energy plan that discriminates against wind and solar, the two cheapest ways to produce energy in our state. The plan favors fast-tracking construction of gas-burning power plants at the expense of clean energy projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a similar plan from MISO last month, but environmental groups say this one is even worse, with few guardrails to ensure fossil fuel projects are actually needed. Once again, Wisconsin had the biggest wild turkey season in North America. More than 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested in our state this spring. The Department of Natural Resources reintroduced the birds into our ecosystem in 1976 and has been managing the hunt ever since. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Polka Party. You betcha. And we've got the Jack Taddy Orchestra up next. And I just love this tune ever since I was a kid. I mean, I've heard this since I was like, 12 years old or 10 years old. And it just never gets old. This is such a good tune. Anyway, we're going to play one here called Spicy.
We'll be right back. Кому сподня пенгри, джеш на самим пиле, и як грабка там не кичи, и на лецо нічі, ось ще говеш пічі, яхей, яхей, яхей. Маришка моя, Маришка, хоч же зе мною, спать до вушка, Маришка моя, Маришка, хоч же зе мною, хоч я хоч. А музичка іно, іно, а музичка ржнє, бо при тій музичці гості бавлю ще весело, чи до дамсько, чи до менська, важне яка є. Byle tylko rżnęła, festa, festa, fest. Maryśka moja, Maryśka, chodźże ze mną spać do łóżka. Maryśka moja, Maryśka, chodźże ze mną, chodź ja, chodź.
Hej! Come on, baby, don't be shy.
Się zjawili jacyś dwaj cywile, mordy pozbijane,
włosy jak badyle.
Nic nikomu nie mówili, tylko w mordę bili. Kogo zobaczyli, to w mordę leli mu. Maryśka moja, Maryśka, chodźże ze mną spać do łóżka.
Back with friends and family on a dance floor in a hall. I need nothing else at all.
John Gooda and Goodale, huh? You like that? I do too. Some good tunes from their album, the Pandora's Box. All right, we have Gordy Hartman on the CD player up next, and he's going to perform for us one here called Let's Waltz Together.
Let's waltz together to our favorite song, the one we remember for oh so long. It tells us a story that happened. So let's waltz together to our favorite song. It reminds us of when, dear, our love was new. It tells us that then, dear, you loved me true. So let's waltz together and then start anew. Then maybe, darling, you always be true. Favorite song.
reminds us when dear our love was new. It tells us that then, dear, you loved me true. So let's waltz together and then start.
Edgar Heathcote and his band, along with Hank Thunander, and that was Gale's Waltz. With that, we're going to take a little station break right now, and we will come back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party right here on the Civic Media Network and WFHR AM 1320 FM 97.5. Tim, the Polka Guy, be right back.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age,
He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, it's time once again. It's gone by so quickly. You betcha. I have James Last and his band up next, and he's going to take us out of our program. Got about maybe 5 minutes left in our show, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in and making this program possible. Make sure that you check the sponsors when you see them. Tell them you heard it here on WFHR. We want to keep our sponsors going so we can keep our show going. So anyway, thank you, everybody. Have yourself a great week. We'll do this again next time. If you're out and about, please drive careful. We want you back for the next show, or forever, actually. So have yourself a safe trip wherever you're going. And we'll keep spinning these tunes for you. From all of us, have a great weekend. Bye for now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Charlie Pittman joins us to cover all the weekend news. And then we're talking ticks in hour number two with entomologist P.J. Leash, the bug guy. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The B-2 bombers that led last night's attack on Iran's nuclear sites are back at their home base in Missouri. The Pentagon's top man says the attack was successful and then some.
Iran's nuclear ambitions have been obliterated.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the message is clear.
When this president speaks, the world should listen.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane says the operation was designed to severely degrade Iran's nuclear weapons infrastructure.
It was planned and executed across multiple domains and theaters with coordination that reflects our ability to project power globally with speed and precision at the time and place of our nation's choosing.
Iran now says diplomacy is not an option. Vice President J.D. Vance tells NBC's Meet the Press it's the only option.